This is the voice of One Witness Radio Program, and I am Chip Grimm, Billy's boy, and in the studio here, glory to God, filling in for Mom. I hope you're not too sad. But we're here going to teach on this week. We've been teaching on tapping into the truth, because it's the truth who Jesus said he is the truth and the way, and he is, but it's the truth that'll set you free. Now, we all know that. I think a lot of us do know that. The truth is what sets us free, and how do we get this truth? By faith cometh by hearing and training and getting into the Word of God and listening and doing all these things. And then I read that scripture about the woman with the issue of blood, and the Lord said, what happened here? What's the chain of events? Why did it change for her? And so, I mean, 12 years she was getting worse and spent all she had, and there's a lot of people who feel this way. Why that day? Why not that be your day today? Why do you have to, we shouldn't have to wait 12 more years. I don't think that's God's plan. I remember one scripture where he said in Psalm 81, and this is the Amplified, if my people would have listened to me, talking about Israel, then speedily I would have subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries. I don't know about you, but that's the same God I serve. And if he wants it speedily for them, he wants it speedily for us. I don't think he wants us to wait 12 more years to get something, or she had to wait 12 years. Something has got to set us free, and it's the truth. Well, what happened in that situation? Well, it's easy to see it was her faith, because Jesus said, your faith, daughter, thy faith has made you whole. Well, how did her faith get there? Well, if you go back to the very first part of that scripture, it says, when she heard of Jesus. Well, who is Jesus? The truth. She heard the truth. 12 years she heard what was true, but that day she heard the truth. And that's when the Lord said to me, the truth trumps true. Now, and actually, you know, think about this. Some people think what is true is the truth, and that's simply not true. It's the truth that trumps true. Trump like an ace would trump a king, or a suit would trump another suit. The truth trumps true. True, she was sick for 12 years. True, she was getting worse. True, she was broke. And this may be you. True, she was sick and dying, and doctors confirmed it. True, you may have gotten a bad report today. But let me tell you what the truth says. The truth says, by his stripes you were healed. True, you may be, you know, weak, but the truth says you are strong. True, you may be, financial pressure and you're broke, but the truth says he's given us power to receive wealth. The truth says if we give, then it shall be given unto me, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. That's the truth, and it trumps true, devil. This is the truth, and this is what I believe in. And when you get a hold of the truth, it will set you free. It'll absolutely change your life. It'll change your perspective. It'll change your confession. I'm going to tell you something. I went years of confessing certain things and never really seeing any results. Years. And sometimes it was getting worse. But man, when I got a hold of, wait a minute, what's the truth about the matter? True, this is all happening, but the truth says this, and that's what I got. Well, and I thought, Lord, you know, my goodness, this truth trumps true. This is speaking to me. You may be weak, but the truth says you're strong. You know, you may be broke, but the truth says you are rich, because why? We're created in his image. We're born again. We have everything he has. We have a covenant with him. What is his is mine, and mine is his. And so that's what the truth is. True, you never may have never been successful or done great things for God, but the truth says, praise be to God who always causes us to triumph. That's what the truth is. Well, true, I never done nothing, Chip. Nobody knows me. I don't have no degree. I never been to Bible school. The truth says, greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. Well, who's that? The Holy Spirit. What is he called? The Spirit of Truth. We got to understand about this, and I said, Lord, help me help the people with an illustration about this, about the truth and true. Because, you know, it just sounds like, oh, that's a cute way to put it. And the Lord said to me, how much do you believe in technology? And I thought, well, Technology is growing every day. Are you kidding me? It's amazing. And so I thought, well, where are you going with this, Lord? And he says, technology changes daily, doesn't it? And he says, yes. And so I'm thinking about 3D movies. I'm thinking about HD TV. I'm thinking about video games and phones and what we can do in our phones and video phones. And he started talking about the iPhone, and I have an iPhone, and my daughter has an iPhone. And there is an app. Now listen to this, in case you don't know this, and a lot of you do know this because you're up to date with technology. But the Lord has given me this illustration. He said there is an app that's called Bump It. Now if I download or tap into this app called Bump It, and so does my daughter, I can get her phone in my right hand and my phone in my left hand, and I could bump the phones. When I bump the phones, all the information from one phone will go into the other phone and one phone to the other phone. Everything will go into those phones just on a simple bump it. Now, I thought, that is so cool. Now, the Lord said to me, if you tell this to people, they will go, oh, that's cool. Or some people say, oh, I know that. But you won't have to sit there for 2 hours and try to convince them that this works. I won't have to sit there and go, listen, Apple can do it. iPhone can do it. Trust me. I'm telling you. They'll go, dude, settle down. We know it. It's technology. And the Lord's saying, are you kidding me? The day you got born again is the day you got bumped. Everybody in the sound of my voice, when you were born again, you got bumped. Everything that God has, you have. There's healing, prosperity. There's peace. There's joy. You have been bumped. It's already in there. It's not out there. It's got to become truth to you. Hey, guess what? You need healing? There's an app for that. Hey, you need money? You need prosperity? There's an app for that. And if I sit there and I had both of the phones and I just bumped the phones, and then my daughter says, well, Dad, you got them now. And I said, no, I don't. Yes, you do. It's right there. There's an app for it. There it is right there. It's there. No, I don't, honey. Well, she would say, Dad, you got to tap into it. Now that you've got it, it's already in there. It's already been bumped in your phone. Now just tap into the app. And I'm thinking, oh my Lord, we have more faith in technology. I wouldn't have to preach and convince a church for 2 hours or a week of camp meeting two times a day that all of that is in my phone. They would believe it the second they heard it. But God is saying, are you kidding me? You've been bumped with me. I'm in covenant with you. Everything I have, everything Jesus did when I gave my son his death, burial, and resurrection, healing, prosperity, health, you got it. Some of you are driving right now to a doctor's office. You already got your healing. It's bumped into you that day you received Christ into your heart. Some of you are going right now to pay a bill. You got it. You are rich. Tap into that app. There's an app for that. You need joy? There's an app for that. You need peace? There's an app for that. You need your marriage restored? There's an app for that. Anything you need, there's an app for that. Oh, glory to God. I'm getting excited right now. We just need to tap into it. That's why Paul said, be strong in the Lord. Not hope and pray that someday you will be. It's in you. It's been downloaded. There's an app for that. You can't tell someone to be something they're incapable of being. I can't tell my wife to be an NFL linebacker. She's not. Now, she may have the mentality to do it, but I'm going to tell you, I'm just joking. Now, but she can't be that. But God said, Joshua, be strong and courageous. What's that mean? Because it's already downloaded in you. Paul said, be strong. Don't be weak. It's already in you. God said to Gideon, you mighty man of valor. No, I'm not God. You got the wrong guy. Plus, where have you been? No, it's in you. It's downloaded. I bumped you. Well, God's telling you right now, wherever you are, you've been bumped. Glory to God. There's some Christians right now who are listening to me. You've been bumped. Now, does anybody want to tap into what we've been bumped with? Need healing? Get it. Job? There's an app for that. The right husband? There's an app for that. You need direction in your life? There's an app for that. It's called the Spirit of Truth. Need your bills paid? There is an app for that. We need to tap in to this right now. It's already been bumped and downloaded inside of you. And how does all that come? The same way that we started this series on, by training. And God told me earlier, if you missed it, I was getting ready to preach a sermon one Sunday, and it was going to be the same sermon I'd already preached there. And he said, and I had wrestled with him, Lord, I ain't preaching that again. I already preached that. And he said to me, I didn't call you to entertain the church. I called you to train. I said, Lord, forgive me. And I thought, man, we have taken this holy ground in this church, and we have let the entertainment side of us through the society come into the church, and it's kept us from being trained in the truth. And it's the truth that sets us free. And now we've got to understand that we can tap into that truth. And I'm so thankful for the Word. I'm so thankful that I had a mama who never gave up on me. And I know there's some mamas out there right now, and you're concerned about, I was the black sheep, man, spiritually, trust me. And I was, out there in the world. And my mama, she trusted the truth. She trusted God. She pled the blood. She kept tapping into it. And here I am now preaching and for the glory of God. I'm so thankful for that. If you've heard anything that you've enjoyed this week, we're so excited that you're tuning in and partnering in. And if you want any more information about Billy Brim Ministries or Champions for Christ, call us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447 or 417-336-4877. The local number is 417-336-4877. Or you can write us at P.O. Box 40. We'd love for you to write us. P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. That's P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or log on to our websites, www.billybrim.org. That's BilleyBrim.org. Or my website is www.championsforchrist.org. That's champions with an S, the number 4, Christ.org. And don't forget about our 10th annual youth rally coming up, July 26th through the 30th at Branson, Missouri. And we've got a list of speakers. Me, Mom, Steve Munns, Jeremy Pearson's Go Ministry will be there with music and drama. Another featuring some other special guests and athletes that you will really enjoy. And we're going to, the presence of God, it shows up every year. Signs, wonders, and miracles. We're so expecting, and we want you to be there as well. Just call us. We go to Whitewater and get the whole park. We'll do a meeting at Branson Showboat Bell and also a meeting at Silver Dollar City. And we're expecting to see you there July 26th through the 30th this summer. Glory to God. Well, this is Chip Brim and sitting in for Mom. And I know Mom would be saying shalom, shalom. And I'll just sign off with Champions. Stay a champion, keep training, forget the entertaining, and give all the glory to God. Amen.